Everybody dies, but not everybody lives. I want to make sure they live. Those are the words of Charity, who is Caring.com's Caring Champion in 2013. Charity works for a home health company. One of Charity's clients states, Charity has a deep understanding and embodies the true and sacred nature of this work with a deep knowing and awareness of the many challenges that arise when individuals and their families are confronted with the aging process. One client noted that we never wanted to have live-in care, and Mom particularly felt like it was a violation. Then we met Charity, and everything changed. Everything. Within a couple of days, my mom was cheerful, motivated, eating nutritious meals, and generally improving in mood and demeanor. Charity's very presence is a source of joy and comfort. Charity views her work as a ministry. Certainly, this story is a testament that provides hope to family caregivers, knowing there are paid professionals who truly do what they do for the love of our elders, not because it's a job. Something transformed them and put them on this mission. For me, my elder care journey started when I went into a nursing home and sang for residents. How will caregiving transform you? Perhaps you need to think about it. Breathe in and out. When the caregiving journey is over, perhaps you will go on with your life the way it was before. But I ask you to simply consider how caring for a loved one has changed you. Has it changed you in ways you never imagined? Is there something inside of you that needs to come out and contribute to advancing person-centered aging? Are there lessons you can share, people you can teach? Just look for the signs. Your official caregiving journey will end someday, and with it, an important purpose in your life. How will your purpose then change?
I love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. So I'll leave it up to